All right, global businesses are eyeing the developments out of Ukraine very carefully as it could have implications for worker safety, inflation, and financial results. Newell Brands is one of those global companies and is coming off a solid year of sales growth as the company's turnaround gains steam. Joining us now is Newell Brands President and CEO Ravi Saligram. Ravi, always nice to see you here. You are no stranger to running global businesses. What have you told your teams on the ground overseas this week inside of what is clearly a very unsettling situation in Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, well, the first thing that we always focus on is our employees' well-being. And we have a very insignificant business in both Russia and Ukraine. They're not material or significant. We just do work there through distributors. But clearly, the interdependencies around the world in Europe, and Europe is about 15% of our global sales. And the key is to stay calm. We always tell our employees we are there for them. And so far, so good. Europe is an important region for us. And for us, though, the fact that these two countries are not significant in the grand scheme of things helps. But look, it's a sobering day. It's you are concerned about geopolitical risks. Having said that, I think what we always try to get back to is fundamentals. And what are we trying to do? Focus on the consumer, focus on our customers. And Brian, last year, despite 9% inflation on our COGS, we grew 12.5% and supply chain challenges, we grew 12.5% on our core sales, our organic sales, if you will, and 12.4% on operating profits, despite the fact inflation was three times higher than what we expected in the year, because we just sort of really took actions, mitigating actions. We doubled down on productivity, and which was 4% of COGS. We took price increases. And so a lot of the reduction in complexities helped our efficiencies. And we're going to continue to do that. And we're not looking at 22 with rose-colored glasses. We're expecting inflation still to be high. We guided 8%, and we're taking mitigating actions. We took price increases on all our businesses, and inflation pricing has sort of lagged inflation. So this year, we expect the carryover from last year to have a very good benefit and improve our gross margins.
Ravi, it's Julie here. You just mentioned looking for 8%. Hi there. You just mentioned you're looking for 8% inflation this year. Does that number now have to go up even more? I mean, even if there's not, if you don't have direct sales necessarily in Ukraine and Russia, we are seeing the ripple effect already in terms of the effect on energy prices, on agricultural goods, which affects your business as well, but sort of by proxy. So how does, does that 8% need to become 9% or 10%?
Yeah, we're going to continue to closely monitor that, Julie. I think we had put in when probably a lot of others thought that things would come down. We took a conservative view on the 8% and planned accordingly, but we've put in enough cushions. I think we will continue to pivot. If we need to take, we'll get even more aggressive on productivity and continue to look for ways. And I think the story from last year, where it kept going and we were not as prepared, whereas this year we're fully prepared and we're going to plan for the worst. And that way we don't disappoint investors.
Ravi, we've been following your journey as CEO of Newell Brands really from day one here. And I do sense a shift in tone here. So this week, you bought back $275 million in stock from Carl Icahn. His son, Brett, is still on your board. You recently sold a security business for close to $600 million. What other moves do you want to make this year in terms of the portfolio just to boost margins and just better have a better run company?
Yeah, I think, look, we've been engaged in the turnaround now since 2019. The proof of the pudding is core sales growth up 12.5% after three, four years of declines. That says we're becoming a growth company. The fact that our EPS on a tax-adjusted normalized basis in 21 was up 20% gives us a lot of confidence, and that we overcame inflation and supply challenges. So we really, it's now all about looking at the future and through supply chain transformations, et cetera. So we felt, look, one the connected home business, good business, solid results, but it was not strategically as aligned with the rest of our businesses, and we felt it would do better in a different home. And that has allowed us with the proceeds to look at share repurchases, at the same time some more reducing debt. What's good also is the fact that our leverage ratio, Brian, has come down from 3.5 to 3, and S&P just upgraded us to investment grade. That gives us a lot of confidence. I think that is really the reason why the Icahn Group felt they've trimmed their position a little bit. I think they have extreme confidence in the company. The fact that they still own 8% and are a large shareholder, and you saw the release and their comments, I think they see that we're everything we said we'd do, we're doing, and we're delivering on our promises. So to me, the best days of Newell are truly ahead. We've become an innovation growth engine, and a lot of innovations coming out, which is really the core of this company, is delighting consumers. So, and I think we have the portfolio now, Brian, that with the 25 brands that we have, which are great brands that we're rejuvenating. So we might consider tuck-in acquisitions or so, or tuck-in divestitures, but really no wholesale change on the portfolio, because each business has a very clear role in the portfolio. And when we did our strategic plans, we said three of our top businesses, writing, home fragrances, and food, which one of the brands I think you like, Rubbermaid Brilliance, is part of that. They're all high gross margin, high growth businesses, so we're going to drive those. We have solid value generators like our commercial business and our baby business. And continuous improvement is our home appliances and outdoor business. And those have been, they're obsessively focused on margins, but still growing. Last year, they both grew double digits. Outdoor actually grew 25% in the fourth quarter. So I think our brands are coming back, whether it's a Coleman or a Sharpie or a Papermate, yep, Rubbermaid. So I think we don't need to do any major changes in the portfolio. It is just optimizing and driving it forward.
Well, good to see the turnaround continuing, and good to see you as always. Newell Brands President and CEO Ravi Saligram. We'll talk to you soon.